Hey girl, how you doing today? I just stopped by really quickly, go over something with you ladies. Hey girl, hey, it's Tiffany Noel. Thank you for stopping by the podcast. I hope all is well with you. I hope this message reaches you in the most highest possible vibration you can be in your life right now, despite the trials and tribulations that you may be facing today. I'm thankful that you're here. I'm glad that you stopped by. I'm glad you're still on your self-love journey and loving on yourself in every possible way. Mwah. Because I love me and I love you and I want you to love yourself the same. Okay? Listen, we just had that super moon, so they say. It was pretty. I got some nice footage of it. I recorded a little bit of it with the clouds flying pop back. Ugh. With the clouds flying past it. It looked really dope, y'all. I liked it. I was like, oh, look at the moon. I love saying that too. Look at the moon. I ain't had no sage to burn. A little upset about that, but it is what it is. I still work my magic under it. And with that being said, you know, we have 3 days of the full moon energy before and after. So we're still in that super moon energy. And I hope you took a spirit bath. Or a shower. Now you can do a shower. Just stand underneath the shower. Let it run from the top of your head all the way down to your body. And you say your prayers and affirmations and what you're thankful for, and what you want to release and what you want to attract. And you will feel it. You will feel the negativity rinsing away under the spirit shower. I love spirit showers. That's so nice. It's like every time I get in the shower, I just have to stand underneath it now. Like, I don't feel clean anymore until I've stood and let that water run over my head, flow through my locks. They drenched wet, and it's just flowing all over my body. It feels so good, y'all. Man, listen. And also, don't forget, there's the infamous spirit bath. Bum, 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 bum. I'm gonna take one of those tonight. And you know, the spirit bath is just as relaxing. It's not a bath that you clean your body in, it's a bath that you cleanse your soul. Okay? So if you want to write some affirmations for cleansing your soul, you go right ahead. Also, what you want to manifest, just like meditating, but you're in water. So, you know, you're in water, and then you put in your water the ingredients that you want. If it's for love, it's for money, it's for spirituality, it's for release. Whatever you want to put in your water, you can put in your water. You know, Google is my friend. So you can Google spirit baths. I've seen spiritual bath kits now. I don't know. They're all different. Some are just like a mixture of bath salts and herbs. And I think those are nice. And then some is like legit kits where you get some salts, some rose petals, some herbs, some dried fruits, like legit kits. Like they go hard. You can also light candles, ladies. And if you don't know what candles to get, I suggest you Google candle colors, candle color meanings, and you'll get a chart of different color candles and what they mean. So that helps you with your manifestations and affirmations, as well as your meditative sessions. You can burn candles. Also, incense are good in spiritual baths. Again, depending on your intentions in the spirit bath, that's the type of incense you want to get. Cinnamon is good. But you know, it's a variety of incense that you can use. So Google is my friend. If you don't have a spot like a incense store that you can go to where they have a nice variety, I know a lot of smoke shops do, at least the ones I go in. They have a really nice variety of incense. So that's where I mainly get mine from. If you're into crystals and stones like me, you can sit those around your tub for your spirit bath, the ones that you need. I have a lot of stones for spirituality and clarity, also for love. So if you want to sit those stones around your tub, you could for your spirit bath. And then, of course, soft music, whatever kind of music you want to hear. If you want to play music, you don't have to. All of these things are suggestions, ladies. Because honestly, the only thing you need is you, water, and your intentions. But to make it pretty, you can add other things like fresh rose petals, fruit. I've seen lemon slices, orange slices, fresh rosemary. What else? I did rosemary and oregano, and I forgot why. I'm sorry, y'all. But also, you can add oils, essential oils, to your water. Definitely a salt for the cleanse. Now, I use Malaysian sea salt, the pink salt. You can use Epsom salt. Epsom salt is good in the spirit bath, plus it's therapeutic. So, and then there's kosher salt. That's what I started out using in my spirit baths, was kosher salt. And then I switched over to the Himalayan sea salt, Malaysian sea salt. Is it Malaysian or Himalayan? I keep naming the salt after my child. It's Himalayan sea salt, y'all. My daughter named Malaysia. So yeah, essential oils, lavender and chamomile is good, but you know, Google essential oils and you'll choose the one that you want. I have a protection oil that I ordered from Fire Intuition's website. My Tears Have Healed My Heart is her website. It's her online store. And I still have that. So I put that protection oil in my spirit baths. No matter what my intentions are, I use that protection oil. And then sometimes I do olive oil as well. So there's a start. You always want to shower, bathe, cleanse your body before you get into your spirit bath. And once you're in your spirit bath, of course, you know, while you're drawing your water and you're putting your ingredients in, you are setting the intentions by saying your affirmations that you've written for your spirit bath. Yes, this is a ritual. So you're saying your affirmations. You may say a prayer before you get in the water. Once you get in the water, you want to submerge yourself completely in this water. You're going to be in there for at least 20 minutes max. Reciting your affirmations, whatever prayers you want to say. You want to feel the negativity removed, coming off of your body, going into the water. It's going to go down the drain. You know, this is everything that you're thinking while you're in your spirit bath, things like that. You releasing it, imagine it coming off of you. When you throw that water over your head and it flows down off of you into the water, that's the negativity coming off of you and going into the water. Okay, get into it. So, you're doing this for you, ladies. This is a part of self-love. This is a way to cleanse your soul, okay? Water is good. Water is therapeutic. If you ever heard anybody say, go to the ocean and take a salt bath, that's a cleansing. They're telling you to cleanse your body and your soul. That's what that does. So that's why every time I'm on the beach, I make sure that water go over my head, no matter what, you know? So if you can get to a beach, get to an ocean, near some big body of water like that, please do it as often as possible. Take the kids with you. You know, I'm a stickler for that. Don't leave the kids. They take them with you. Let them see you doing all of this stuff. Whether they know or they care, just let them see you do it, because you'll be amazed on what they pick up on as they get older. So take them with you. Tell them what you're doing, why you're there. Let them see what you're doing. They don't have to participate, and you never know, they might want to. So take the kids with you and you know, set the intentions. It's nice for everybody in the household to be on the same page. So that's why I say take the kids with you. Always let my kids know what I'm doing. My youngest daughter is more into the spirituality like I am than my older daughter. She could care less. I mean, she don't disrespect it, but, you know, she says she do her affirmations and she journal and stuff, but she's pregnant right now, so I really don't bother her. I just make sure, you know, she's saying her prayers and affirmations and things like that. So, again, we are raising the vibration of our household to help raise the vibration in our community, because we are the ones that set the tone in the household, ladies. You got to keep that in the front of your mind. I set the tone. I raise the vibration, because if you're in a good mood, 9 times out of 10, the whole household is. Okay? They're going to follow your lead, whether you want them to or not. That's why I said smile, no matter what you're going through, because life is going to always be there. Those trials and tribulations won't. They'll end eventually, and when it's over with, you will take a deep breath and be like, thank you, God. I know I do. I'm like, God, I'm glad that's over. So, and I hope you do. If you don't, start doing it. Thank you, God. Made it through another one. Right now, my car is down. And y'all know I want to relocate, so that's a monkey wrench I didn't expect to come into the play. But it's cool. I was just talking to my cousin about it. I'm going to get the car taken care of, and then I'll be back on my hunt for a home. and everything will be fine. Like I told her, everything is going to happen in due time. And I'm with that now. I don't rush anything. Whatever happens, I just deal with it. You know, I get upset for like 2 minutes, but then I deal with it because I know it's a reason for the delay. So, live in the moment. Don't rush it. Live in the moment. Process where you are at this point in your life right now. And just appreciate the time that you have. Because I do got some time. And I need some time. So, you know. And that just came through right now as I was recording, talking to y'all about my situation. So, yeah. This is the time that I need. So, I'm going to use it wisely and whatnot. Just wanted to come to you ladies. Doing this beautiful moon energy, I'm feeling great despite what I'm going through. I woke up smiling, feeling good, exercised, prayed, and I feel great. I really do. And I hope you do too, sis. I want you to know I love you. That's why I'm here. I'm doing this from the bottom of my heart. If you take away one thing from my recordings, I'm gonna feel good about that. If you share one recording, I will feel good about that. If you tell one person about my podcast, I will feel good about that. You know why? Because I know something I said got your attention. And you feel that somebody else could benefit from my podcast. And I appreciate you for that, sis. Men too. I know a couple of guys that probably stumbled upon here. And that's cool. I always direct everything at my sisters because I am one. But guys, I know it's some takeaways that you could use to help you deal with the lady in your life. The women in your life, so to speak. So, and I hope you do. So, I appreciate you for being here. If I got any guys in the audience, you are very welcome. For whatever reasons, you know, I don't judge why you're here. Just, I want you to take away. This is a self-love journey, guys. And we all need to be loving on ourselves. Every day, all day. Don't expect anybody to love you like you love yourself. That's what we need to keep in mind, too. Everybody wasn't raised like you. Everybody don't walk the same way you do. And they're not walking the same path that you walk. So, me coming into union with people. First of all, you got to make sure you're ready to be with somebody else. If you're out of a breakup, I'm going to need you to go heal. Bitch, go heal. Y'all know how I do. Bitch, go heal. Please. Please. Like, completely healed. Like, be okay with being alone. That's healed, guys, if you didn't know. When you're okay with being alone, when you can think about that ex and not get mad, when you can think about that ex and don't trigger you, you can see or hear that name and it don't trigger you, you are healed. Okay? If it's still some resentment there, if it's still some anger there, you might want to work on that. Shadow work. Shadow work, shadow work, shadow work. Okay? It doesn't take much, ladies, to get over somebody. It doesn't take much to get over a situation. Just remember, you got through it. You got away. Now, let it go. And work on you. Focus on you now. That's the healing process. You got through it. Thank God that you made it. Now you focus on you. Get back to self. Okay? Because there's never going to be a day when you're not yourself. So this self-love journey is constant. It is. I want you to work spirit showers and baths into your schedule. Like meditating and yoga. I hope you got that in your schedule. Even if you do it once a week, guys, it's helping. You know, a little bit is better than none. At least you're trying. It's a process. Change is not easy. So don't beat yourself up. Okay, we don't talk down on ourselves. There's no self-doubt talking here. Because we loving on ourselves every day in every possible way. We loving flaws and all. Okay? Yeah, we loving our flaws. We loving our perfect parts too. But we loving our flaws even more because they make us who we are. It's your personality. Don't ever run from who you are. Polish that personality. Straighten up your crown. Shine, girl. Shine, baby, shine. With that being said, I want you to have a wonderful day. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's not my payday, but I know somebody got paid today. So go on. Take $2 and get you a drink. Well, you know what I mean. Take you a couple of dollars. Go have you a drink today because you made it through the work week. If you made it through 5 days of work, you deserve at least one drink today. Okay. Yes, that's your paycheck. Treat yourself, boo. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Listen, y'all have a wonderful Friday. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. It's Labor Day weekend. Be safe. I'll probably record tomorrow. Who knows? Oh, I'm fasting. I'm fasting today, y'all. So, I ain't did a 3-day fast in a minute. So, I think I don't know. I'll see. I'm definitely going to fast today. I woke up with it on my mind. So, yeah, I'm going to do it. And we'll see how it ends. Might go another day. Who knows? But I love you, beautiful. Have a wonderful weekend. And until we speak again, be well.